Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
We've got major breaking news here at the Republican National Convention as we can start our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Welcome back, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. Thank you for being here. Mark Halperin reporting that Joe Biden is withdrawing from the race as early as Sunday and will not endorse Kamala Harris. Well, he hates her. So does Dr. Jill Biden. You always have to say that by law, of course. And this is going to be chaos. So that came out just a few moments ago. And wow, this is something. Remember, I predicted this back in October. I'm not saying that for bragging rights. I'm just saying that because your time is precious. Sort of bragging rights, but your time is precious. And I want you to know that you're not wasting it with me because I'm pretty good about this stuff. And here we go. So Mark Halperin tweeting out, multiple sources outline the apparent state of play of Biden at this time. Plans to announce withdrawal from the nomination as early as this weekend, with Sunday most likely. John Meacham, the presidential historian, is polishing up remarks. Biden will not resign the presidency. Biden will not endorse Harris. Open convention with Harris and about three others. Superdelegates will not be allowed to vote on the first ballot. Harris is vetting at least four possible running mates, including Andy Beshear, who is the governor of Kentucky, and possibly Shapiro, as in Josh Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania. And this is what's happening right now. Now, there's some conflicting reports on some of this stuff. Like, for example, the New York Times is saying that Joe Biden will endorse Kamala Harris. I don't know if that's true or not. I doubt it, quite frankly, because I think he hates her guts. Ever since she got on that debate stage and savaged Joe, oh, I know Joe, I was that little girl, Joe, and accused him of being a racist, hanging out with segregationists, because he is a big racist who hung out with segregationists, and Kamala Harris embarrassed him that night. They needed her on the ticket in order to get South Carolina the support of James Clyburn, but they hate her, and they do not want to give her the leg up. So that's where we stand right now. This is, as of right this moment, Mark Halperin tweeting that out. What sources are you seeing, Matt DeSantis? I know this is a breaking situation right now. And by the way, as we're looking at all this, former and future President Donald Trump, prepare to take the stage tonight. He is going to give a message of unity. That's right. A message of unity before the nation tonight at the Republican National Convention, the fourth day, the final day. Trump getting ready to take the stage about 10 o'clock tonight, your time, 9 o'clock, our time, and there we go. So there's some conflicting reports, but basically this is what we're starting to see right now. Joe Biden is done. What are you seeing, Matt, as you look at your sources?
So I'm reading the New York Times right now. Michael Shear, Peter Baker, and Katie Rogers are reporting that Biden is pretty close to accepting the idea that he has to leave the race because he has no pathway towards victory. One of the key differences, and you referenced it a second ago, is that they're saying their sources are leading them to believe that he may very well endorse Kamala Harris as the replacement.
By the way, when this happens, and I'm not happy about it because I really want Biden to stay the nominee, but am I not going to be like the biggest friggin' soothsayer of anybody, like the prognosticator or prognosticators?
It's pretty impressive.
I made this prediction back in October of 2023. Can you find that show when I made that prediction? Maybe it was, you don't have to do it right this second, I'm saying, but maybe for Monday when we take our victory lap. I remember it was because it was Axelrod when I met TweetStorm, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they had the Obama reunion weekend in Chicago, and that's when David Axelrod took to X that Sunday morning. So you remember, Friday night everybody rolls into town, and they all have the little, oh, hey, what have you been up to? And you have drinks, it's like the rehearsal dinner. Saturday's the big event, like the wedding, and then Sunday, when everybody's having brunch, and they're hungover and they're drinking Bloody Marys, that's when Axelrod took to X to go on about how Joe Biden can't win. They need to make a change. This is going to be a disaster for them. And that's when I said to you back in October, I said he would not be doing that the Sunday after the Obama weekend unless they all huddled together and they decided that Joe has to go. And that would only happen at the Obama family reunion weekend if Barack Obama himself said, Joe Biden has to go. And that's what is happening right now. The president is going to step aside. He will step aside. I told you this last week. He could not survive this. If Obama wanted him gone, he couldn't survive this. Now, you also remember on Monday I said, probably after the assassination attempt, it's probably they're stuck with Biden because no Democrat is going to want to run against Trump and be the Democrat to lose to Donald Trump. Well, clearly they found somebody. Clearly they found somebody who's willing to go and be the sacrificial lamb. And here's the reason why they're doing this. They're not going to win. They're not going to beat Trump. So let me tell you right now, Donald Trump is still going to win. He will be president of the United States of America. He's going to win. But they realize that Biden, and probably Harris too, is such a disaster for them that they take down any chances they have of keeping the Senate. And they give the House probably a 5, 6, 7 point seat lead in terms of Republican control. That's when the Democrats said, this guy has to go. And just in the last final couple of days, what's happened? The vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, going to Joe Biden and saying, Joe, you got to go. Fangs out, you got to go. Chuck Schumer, the majority leader, going to Biden's house and telling him, you have to go. It's time to step aside. All that happening, and then the Washington Post breaking the story today that Barack Obama has said it's time for Joe to give it up. That was it. That was finally. Obama has spoken. He spoke last week. Look, I told you last week, when the Pod Save America bros all came out and said, particularly with John Lovett, I think it was, who put out that tweet saying, here are your choices. You can either go out a hero or you can go out as somebody whose legacy is destroyed, who's destroyed his legacy. And what I told you then, last week, this is all pre-assassination attempt, what I told you was that was their way of letting Joe know, you go now, and you'll be a hero, and we'll treat you like a hero. you stay in the race, we're going to destroy your legacy, because they have the Hunter Biden laptop. They've got all that corruption, and they'll expose it, and they will destroy Joe Biden's legacy as a corrupt SOB. Because remember, Barack Obama knows everything Joe Biden did with Ukraine, because Joe Biden did it all in Obama's White House. And they have all the goods on him, bribing the Ukrainian government to fire the prosecutor. They know all about those things. So that's why they said he's got to go. And if you don't go quietly, then we're going to whack you in the back of the head. That's a figure of speech in terms of whacking. I don't really mean that, you know. It's not really going to be Fredo in the canoe, but it's going to be, or the rowboat, but it's going to be a Fredo. Fredo's going to get whacked. We'll destroy your legacy. You'll go out a corrupt SOB, and you're not going to be president either way. So either go out as a hero and preserve your legacy, or you go out as a corrupt SOB. Either way, Joe, you're not going to be president. So that's where things stand right now. And let's look at what CNN is reporting, as a matter of fact, as we speak right now, live from the Republican National Convention. By the way, we've got some great interviews coming up for you that I recorded earlier, because people were coming here in the morning, and we recorded some interviews. And this is what we know right now. So Biden is increasingly, CNN is saying he's increasingly defensive over his political standing, but I don't see it. I don't see it. I think Mark Halperin's reporting is spot on. It makes the most sense. Van Jones reacting to the growing pressure and saying now this is the end game. He weighed in a short time ago on CNN saying this is the end game as he reacts to the growing pressure on Joe Biden. Look, I told you last week, again, I'm sort of bragging about my prognostication, my ability to make political predictions being spot on. And again, I only say that because it's your time and I don't want you to waste your time, and you're not wasting your time with me. You give me 4 hours a day, I'll make sure it's worth every second for you, except on Fridays, like tomorrow, for example, because I got to fly home and there's no way I could do the show. It just doesn't logistically work. So don't count tomorrow against me, but just know that, you know, and maybe I'll jump on and do a special podcast or something when I get home. If that's the case. But the headline at the Wall Street Journal is the following: top Democrats prepare for campaign without Joe Biden. So that's what's happening. Washington Post: Obama tells allies that Biden's path to winning re-election has diminished. This is where we are right now. Now, I'm telling you, do not let your heart be troubled. I'm sorry, that's the other guy who's on at 3 to 6 usually. So, but as I'm going to say it now, don't let your heart be troubled. Trump's still going to win. He's still going to be president. There's no Democrat that can beat him, period. Not Newsom. Newsom can't beat him. Whitmer can't beat him. Josh Shapiro can't beat him. Nobody can beat him. The only one who gives him a shot, according to the polling, is a person who said she has no interest in running, and that's Michelle Obama. Now, maybe they've convinced her to jump in the race. I put nothing past these people, but assuming that the case is that she still has no interest in running, there's not a Democrat who gives Trump a run for his money. They do better, though. See, and this is the key. Why are they doing this, Rich? They're doing this because they perform better than Joe Biden does. And it gives the Democrats a better chance of at least keeping one house in Congress, either the House or the Senate. They have a better chance. I'm not saying they will, because as of right now, I'm predicting this is going to be a landslide blowout. And Republicans are going to win the Senate and several seats in the House, pick up several seats. But this gives them a chance to at least maybe retain either the Senate or maybe flip the House, and without that, they have no shot whatsoever. Now, the other thing you need to know is that Politico is saying Biden in crisis, the president is isolating his Delaware shore home as Democrat support appears to crumble around him. There is no support. The Obama won. Obama won, as I told you he would, because there was no way Biden could stand up to him. I'm a 14, you said, Matt, should I do this then? Or okay. There's no way that Joe Biden could stand up to the force, the whirlwind that is the Barack Obama coming out and saying he's got to go. And all the Pod Save America guys, those are all the former Obama staffers who came out and said he's got to go. These are all the people that came out and said, Joe, you can leave a hero or not. And when those things started happening, when those calls started coming, that's when you knew it was not going to happen. So this is what's occurring right now. And again, the breaking news, if you're just joining me right now, live from the Republican National Convention, the breaking news, Mark Halperin tweeted out a short time ago, this is the following state of play. Multiple sources outline the apparent state of play on Biden at this time, plans to announce withdrawal from the nomination as early as this weekend, with Sunday most likely. John Meacham, the historian, polishing up his remarks. Biden will not resign the presidency. Biden will not endorse Harris. Open convention with Harris and about three others. Superdelegates will not be allowed to vote on the first ballot. Harris is vetting at least four possible running mates, including Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. But tonight, former and future President Donald Trump is going to take the stage. And former and future President Donald Trump is going to give a message of unity. And I think it's going to be incredibly well received by America. The man is facing a monumental moment after surviving that assassination attempt. And I truly believe that he's going to rise to the occasion tonight. And you're going to see a different Trump that you have never seen before. I really believe that. And America's going to see a different Trump. And what they've seen with the anger from Joe Biden, with the hellscape speech in Philadelphia and all that, it's all going to go. It's gone. You're going to see an optimistic Trump tonight, a Trump talking about unity, and he's going to rise to the moment. And he's going to rise to the moment on Election Day. And he's going to win the White House, and I believe he's going to flip Congress as well into his favor, at least flip the Senate and keep the House and probably expand his lead in the House. Now, everything is subject to change. One thing we've learned is that this is an ever-changing situation, and politics is an ever-changing situation. But my prediction from October holds. Joe Biden is toast. He's out of the race. And that will happen as of Sunday. All right, we got more interviews straight ahead for you. I want to thank you for listening to our live coverage of the Republican National Convention. We have some great interviews ahead for you. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. And don't count on summer heat to melt away those extra pounds. That doesn't happen. But here's something that does work, and that's NJ Diet. For over a decade, NJ Diet has helped thousands of people lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair, saliva, and blood work along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep the weight off. No shots, no prepackaged meals, and no surgery. NJ Diet's fully supervised every step of the way to make sure you are burning fat and not just losing water. And you've got the doctor's personal email and phone number. Locations close by or available from anywhere with live online video consultations. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. That's njdiet.com and lose the weight. For good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Good. Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, joining me here on the Rich Scioli Show from the Republican National Convention, Pennsylvania's own Congressman Dan Muser. Congressman, great to see you, my friend.
Rich, great to see you. Thanks for speaking to our PA delegation the other day. You were outstanding.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that. It was a lot of fun. It was great to see everybody. The energy in the room was amazing.
Absolutely, huh? Pennsylvania is pumped up for Trump.
How I know you were in Butler on Saturday. Thank God you're okay. Yeah. Give us the sense for being there, what it was like.
Yeah, you know how Trump rallies go. It started certainly as a typical rally. The president, I did some pre-rally speeches, getting the crowd enthused. They're already enthused, of course. 25,000, whatever it was, 30,000 people. President came in. He was in great spirits. Comes out on the stage 7 minutes later. We hear rapid gunfire. We had at least two shots before Dave McCormick, senator candidate, and Mike Kelly, my colleague in the House, realized truly what it was. At first, you're just looking around, and we turned around, seeing where the gunfire was coming from, and then I think we all spun at the same time to look at the president, and he puts his hand up to his head, and he hits the deck, did the things that he needed to do, stay out of the line of fire the next shot. And we didn't know. We didn't know if he was okay. The whole crowd. That's when, you know, there was probably just a couple of minutes of, I won't call it pandemonium, but panic.
Yeah.
You know, people feel we're under fire, realizing it, worried about the president. And then when he got up and put his fist up with blood on his face, I mean, it was really just, first of all, the instincts, the intestinal fortitude, the strength of character in that situation to get up and just tell everyone, hey, I'm okay. We're going to keep fighting. Don't worry. I mean, it was so uplifting. I mean, people went from cowering under their seats to standing up chanting USA, USA.
It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. Yeah. But there's a lot of questions.
Oh, yeah.
And we got to get some answers. What are some of the biggest questions you have, Congressman Muser?
Well, I got to tell you, first and foremost, there was a gentleman sitting behind me, Pennsylvanian, wonderful guy, a former volunteer fireman, Corey Camperatore, who was killed.
Yeah.
And Corey was no more than, with his wife and daughter, no more than, I don't know if it was 20 feet, whatever it might be, but he was up in the bleachers right behind us, and he was just in the line of fire, and this murderer, this lunatic, this would-be assassin, hit him. Very fortunately, he died guarding and shielding his daughter and his wife from the shooter. He knew where it was coming from. He sensed it. So that was very tragic. You know, where we go from here, I mean, the president showed who he is. He's got a feeling of unity, and I think that has certainly unified Republicans. I think it's going to unify Americans, and that's the goal, right? I mean, we've got our red, we got our blue. I think tonight's going to be about the red, white, and blue.
No question about it, but there's obviously a lot we need to get from the Secret Service Director. I know that you were on a call yesterday regarding this situation, and are you confident you're going to get the answers that the House Oversight Committee has subpoenaed her?
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm not terribly confident. I'm not confident in Homeland Secretary Mayorkas at all. In fact, the man has lied to me right to my face, looking right into my eyes. That's why I voted to throw him out, to impeach him and all. He's done an unbelievably bad job. Or maybe in their view, he's done a wonderful job. Maybe the whole idea was to allow 15 million illegals into our country over the past 3.5 years. So anyway, all that being said, look, the Secret Service did their job when the president got hit. And we saw the other Secret Service marksman took out the shooter, unfortunately, after he got six rounds off at least. There was a major lapse in security. Major. I mean, this building was 150 yards away. A chip shot, if you will, for anyone who knows anything about rifle shooting. And it keeps on getting worse. Calls were made by the family, by the parents earlier that day. There's images of him walking around, and you know you can't be all knowing,
yeah,
omnipotent to see someone that looks a little disheveled to go up to him and check him out. But 26
the police, they said that they saw him on the roof, right? They called it in.
Yeah,
and...
27. Well, I didn't hear that part honestly, but 26 minutes before. There was notifications to law enforcement,
yeah.
and yet they still brought the president out and all of that. So it keeps getting worse. No, I'm not happy at all with Cheadles, the director of Secret Service. Not happy with her lack of transparency. I'm not happy about Mayorka said, oh, she's not sure. We had to subpoena her for Monday. You think she'd want to come out and tell the general public what went wrong, why it went wrong, what was done to correct it, and she's already admitted it was a major, major failure in security. But the call yesterday, I mean, Ray, they didn't tell us much. They went through the whole timeline, and then they had Cheadles on there as well, Director Cheadles. They didn't tell us much. There was nothing new. They told us how they're investigating his phones and his other equipment, interviewing over 200 interviews in his neighborhood. They did say there's no evidence to support that there was any accomplice, that there was anybody else involved. So, we're gonna look. The people want the truth, they want transparency, and they want accountability. And that's what we're going to try to deliver in these hearings on Monday.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear you say that, Congressman. And we talked about the unity that's in the convention, and it's absolutely something that, I mean, I've been to a lot of conventions. I know you have, too. I've never seen it like this before.
Right.
Pennsylvania's looking good.
Yeah.
Our mutual friend Dave McCormick. Dave was on with me yesterday. I thought he gave a great speech the other night.
Yeah.
We got it. We got to win this. Pennsylvania, we win. We got the White House.
We got
to win the Senate, baby.
Yeah, we got to win this. And Dave's doing great. Dave's a good friend of mine, too. I admire him. Significantly, he's done it all. Military, West Point, combat veteran, built businesses. He came home to serve. You know, he's always been a Pennsylvanian.
Yeah.
But business and life took him in some other places for some years. But he's coming home to serve. He's still a young guy. I mean, this is what he's going to do with the rest of his working life, which will probably be the next 20 years. We'll see. But he's going to be a great U.S. senator, and. So that's looking good. We're winning this thing on so many fronts. Of course, President Trump is very, very popular, and I think he's getting more popular by the day, as I mentioned. And a lot of business people and others have called and said, wow, when a guy's got that sort of instincts, clear strength, bravery, I could see, him over Biden any day.
Yeah.
So we got that going for us. We have all these other state races that are taking place. Stacey Garrity and Tim DeFore and Dave Sunday. All very, very positive developments. The registration we've done in Pennsylvania, we've improved by 350,000 voters. We meaning Republicans. That many more Republicans have been registered since 2020.
Phenomenal.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Right. So all these positives going, and I certainly believe we got the policy on our side. You know, there's a tremendous amount of Biden buyer remorse. I mean, because his policies have been a failure, and not to mention how they tried to hide his mental decline, which has now been exposed. So,
if he remains a candidate, I mean, now you hear Obama's calling on him to drop out. Yeah. So who knows, right?
If he remains a candidate, is a big question.
Yeah. All right. So I got two more questions for you, then I'll let you go because I know you're in high demand. Number one. What's the one thing you want to hope to accomplish if, there's your speaker over there, Mike Johnson, if we win, which I think we will, and you guys keep the House and maybe we even get the Senate, what's on the one thing on Congressman Muser's like wish list, number one, number two, cheesesteak, what's your choice of cheese?
I'm a big cheesesteak guy, but, good old American cheddar, any cheese on there works for me as long as it's hot.
As long as it's not tasty. Swiss, because that's what John Kerry ordered in Philly, so you can't do Swiss.
That's bad. That's foreign, too. We don't have Swiss cheese in Pennsylvania. But Gino's, Tony's, Vito's, was it, that the president stopped at?
Yeah.
All kinds of cheesesteak. So they're all great. What I want to see is what it's really within the Republican, the RNC platform, and of course it was designed by our next president, who I certainly believe is going to be Donald J. Trump. Look, it's about national security, right? That always comes first. We need to protect our border. We need to give our military what it needs so we're the strongest, clearly the strongest in the world, so we're respected and, yes, feared, which doesn't exist today. We need to become energy dominant, not just energy independent, where we're not even there today, where we were before. So those are three significant things. Then we have to look after our manufacturing. We have to look after our small businesses. We got to keep the Trump tax reductions for small business and for families in effect. We need to be a very, very competitive place to do business. It repatriates money. It brings the jobs. Made in USA. President Trump is about made in USA. Biden might talk about it, but he makes it more difficult to do business in the United States of America every day. He's already letting some of those tax cuts sunset. He's got more regulations, billions and billions and billions of dollars in regulations. It's killing small business. It's killing manufacturing. So he makes those statements, yet he's doing the exact opposite to create a favorable business environment. And then the trade. You know, people like saying, Trump's going to, impose tariffs. And here you got Biden going to impose tariffs. President Trump is doing it to make American goods more competitive overseas. Biden, by adding taxes to our domestic companies, is doing it to protect domestic companies. It's really two different agendas. And what the president's going to do is he's going to force those other countries to lower their tariffs so we have reciprocity. That's what's going to happen. We're going to have freer and fairer trade for American goods and all goods around the world from countries that we want to do business with under President Trump. And I think it's going to be incredibly strong. People are going to see it. And it drives patriotism. Let's face it. Where's the patriotism meter under somebody like Joe Biden? It's in the basement.
Oh, please.
It's lower than Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, I had some of the Gold Star families on before. He still has not called these people and sent his condolences yet. It's outrageous.
He's got no
Congressman
touch.
Dan Muser, I appreciate it, my friend.
Likewise.
Keep fighting for Pennsylvania and for our country. We appreciate it.
Rich, you're great, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, joining me on Pennsylvania's very own, and you can see him there on CNN. He was crushing it last night.
There you go.
David Urban, my man.
How are you, Rich? Good to be here.
You have been advising Trump since way back in 2015. You're still advising him?
Yeah, a little bit.
You helped him win Pennsylvania in 2016.
We did a good job. You, Rich Zioli was there. He was there for the ride from the very beginning. Big supporter. That's why you call the man. He calls you back, Rich.
That's why you called me in Air Force One.
I know.
You remember Kelly and Conway. Yeah. So that was great. Still one of the highlights.
That was pretty good. Pretty good stuff. Listen, the convention, I don't know what your vibe is here, but it is incredible.
Oh, it's great.
I mean, it is incredible. This is, as you remember, we did this in 2016, and it was a different feeling. Different feeling. The RNC, there were a lot of non-believers.
Yep.
We had a knife fight on the floor. There was a contentious... Whether Ted Cruz and his crew were going to kind of wrestle away the nomination from Donald Trump. There's a whole Never Trump group. And now this is like a family reunion. It's like a happy family reunion. Not even like a family reunion we don't like people. It's a family reunion like everybody shows up you like. And, it is honestly a big love fest. Trump's the competitors in the primary came and paid homage to the president and... No, I just think the programming has been spectacular. Spectacular. Last night with the veterans particularly, it was incredible that it was almost like a memorial service for these men and women who died and the Biden administration had kind of ignored. It was just spectacular. It was really spectacular.
And you made a really important point last night on CNN, which has gone viral. That it's outrageous that Biden has still
absolutely.
Not... David, I had two of the Gold Star parents on my show today and still have not received a call from the White House, from the Commander-in-Chief.
Rich, I will tell you this. If you weren't in that arena last night, I sat there on the set. I looked down. I mean, I was crying. I was wiping the tears from my eyes. Anderson Cooper kind of teared up, wiping the tears. Van Jones, wiping. I mean, it was an emotional moment. And as a human, you can't help but feel for those families. The loss that they've suffered, the indignation that they suffered, the not only the emotional loss of their kid, but the loss of like the, what they fought for was important.
Yeah.
Right? With just kind of the debacle in Afghanistan. The families have been abandoned, and President Trump kind of wrapped them in a big blanket and gave them a hug and allowed them to kind of grieve. And last night was really like a memorial service. It really was. And it was honoring these families and their kids. And it was pretty spectacular, pretty moving.
Our mutual friend, oh, there's Speaker Johnson right there, passing through the RNC. Mr. Speaker, Philadelphia says hello. How are you? Good to see you.
We're going to win it. That's what I'm here for,
Mr. Speaker. If you want to come on and talk about it, you have an open invite. Dave McCormick, our mutual friend. Yep. I thought he gave a great speech
the
other night.
Speech.
I texted Dina after. I said he knocked it out of the park.
I was with him last night. He's very optimistic. We're optimistic. Look, you know, President Trump is kicking ass in Pennsylvania. The numbers are huge. McCormick is doing very well. And look, Bob Casey, nice enough guy, but he hasn't done anything. Like, if you ask people what Bob Casey's done for the Commonwealth, I don't think they can name a thing. He's been there almost 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, you think you should have at least some accomplishments to be able to point. Look, I worked for Arlen Specter, the hardest working guy in the history of Pennsylvania. We had project after project after project. Right, I mean, we got banged for being Porker of the Year, for bringing back the most federal money to the state of Pennsylvania one year. Citizens Against Government Waste banged on us because we got $400 million of earmarks for Pennsylvania and Pennsylvania projects and towns and municipalities.
Casey's Groundhog of the Year because you never see him.
You know,
every six years he pops his head out.
That's right, Rich. And again, nice enough guy. Bob Casey is a decent guy, right? Not a terrible human being. But, you know, it's time for a change.
Yeah.
It's time for a change. If people are happy with the status quo, and go vote for Joe Biden and go vote for Bob Casey, because they're going to just drive our country down the drain, grind it to a halt. And I think people are different. I think people are ready. They want something different. They want to go back to where they have money in their paycheck, a little bit left over, take their family out to dinner, not putting their gas on the charge card every time they do it. Their TV breaks. They want to get a new TV, take their kids on the shore, right? I mean, it's what everybody wants to do, right?
Yeah.
It's the American dream. And right now, I think people are being squeezed to the extent that they don't like it, right? They're working two jobs, three jobs. People are working hard, and the paychecks are going less far. And I think that during the Trump administration, you saw they're cutting regulation. Businesses were more optimistic about their chances in the future. They're investing more back into their facilities. And we're going to reshore more things here, bring things back from China. After the pandemic, we saw that was a big need, and it's also geopolitically important for our country. And so, look, I think that, you know, the people in Pennsylvania elected Donald Trump once. I think they'll do it again. I think they were, a good deal of people were maybe misled by Joe Biden, who said, listen, I'm going to unite the country. I mean, unite America.
Keep you safe from COVID and mean tweets, right? That
exactly.
was his whole platform.
And you know, people were tired. They were exhausted.
But I got to ask you two things. Yeah. I mean, you're one of the smartest political strategists I know. I mean that sincerely.
Well, thank you.
Two things I got to ask you. Number one, is Biden going to even be the candidate?
No, listen, I think right now, the things that are going on right now are, I hear, right, I don't know if this is true or not, I hear that he's going to be replaced, and they're going to have a mini convention with the delegates and allow some people to run. And because I think that they fear that maybe Kamala may not be the strongest candidate. And that's part of the reason why he doesn't want to drop out, because he fears that his own vice president isn't up to the job, which is pretty damn scary.
She loses even bigger than Biden does.
Her numbers are terrible.
Terrible.
And, Rich, and what I say is this. I think the Democratic Titanic is headed for the Republican iceberg, right? And it doesn't matter who's the captain of that ship.
Good.
They're going down. They're sinking, right? So it doesn't matter if Kamala Harris is at the helm. If Gavin Newsom, Gretchen Whitmer, our friend Josh Shapiro, it doesn't matter. They're going down. They need new ideas. They need to secure the border. They need to combat fentanyl. The Mexican cartels are terrible. We need to spend less, save more, have a strong defense. You know, crime and people are afraid to go out in Philadelphia. I don't have to tell you this. They're closing Wawa's down in Philly.
Yep.
CVS's, you got to get an armed guard to get a can of Right Guard. I mean, damn, you know, it's like... You know, you feel like you're going into like a jewelry store, right? You're like, it's you know, pretty soon Wawa's going to start like having their pretzels on those sensors, you know, like for razors. You know, when you got to get razors,
you have to get the tag cut off before you can eat it.
You're not going to be able to get a soft pretzel without going and getting the tag removed, right? So it you know, and people in Philadelphia know this; they're not dumb. And look, the demographics of the Republican Party are expanding, right? You've seen this convention. Amber Rose, Philly's own Amber Rose, right? There, you know, I said to her, I said, look, Amber, I don't know who you were until 36 hours ago, but I'm sure as hell happy you're here helping us get elected and bringing more, you know, people of color over. And
my producer signed up for her OnlyFans page the next morning. He was so excited by her speech.
Listen, I had no idea who she was. It was kind of amazing. I'm like, well, that's good. Good for her.
She
good.
Reaches a lot of people. Listen, I'm glad she spoke.
You got to get the voters where they're at, right?
That's like, right.
So, you know, but, you know, the mother, I think she was very powerful because her messages was earnest. It was it's from the heart. Listen, the mother whose son was killed in New York City by a gang, by stabbed.
She was
by
on the show yesterday.
She is phenomenal. Right? Phenomenal. That's the face of the new Republican Party.
We had a dumper. She said the S word on the air, but she warned me.
Yeah.
She said, I'm going to start cursing at some point during this interview, David. And she was right about that.
Listen, she is a passionate woman, right?
It's great.
She's a lifelong Democrat, right? Lifelong Democrat. And she says, my eyes have been open, right? You want to have... Listen, just keep doing the definition of insanity is keep doing the same thing and expect different results. And I think she's emblematic of that. The people are waking up and saying, hey, this Republican Party may be about something, right? Family value. I don't want my daughter, my young daughter, participating in sports with men, right? I mean, it's just beyond the pale. Like, everybody wants equality. Everyone wants to be treated fairly. But the Democrats have such extreme notions that normal, everyday Americans kind of blush at it. They're, you know, abortion on demand. Like, look, you know, Pennsylvania has a 23-week abortion law, right? 23 weeks. It is very, 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 very flexible, mm-hmm. right? More flexible and more, you know, expansive than probably any other state in the United States. Well, they're probably more. I'm sure in New York they have less restrictions. But it is pretty open. And so for the Democrats to come to Pennsylvania and say somehow Donald Trump's going to take away abortion in Pennsylvania, it's a states' rights issue.
Right. We're right on this issue.
Josh Shapiro's not going to take it away.
No.
The legislature. So, no. So for the Democrats to come and demagogue on those kind of issues, and Pennsylvanians are smart. They're not going to. They want to be secure in their homes and their finances. They want to be able to, you know, feel like their water's safe. Planes aren't going to fall out of the sky. And right now, all those things are happening in the Biden administration. Right. They need a change. So if he goes, the next person, I don't think is going to be much better. You're going to have a different, you know, they'll have a different face, but the same failed policies.
All right, now talk to me about J.D. Vance, David Urban, because I said, you are one of the smartest political strategists.
J.D. Vance is an incredible, I've met him a handful of times. I can't say that I'm best friends with the guy. Incredibly personable individual. I'm a guy from Beaver County, right, Rich? From, you know, Aliquippa, Pennsylvania, born and raised. He's somebody like I grew up with, right? I feel like I grew up with the guy, right? I mean...
He helps us in Pennsylvania,
right?
He
helps us in Pennsylvania. He helps us lots of places. Macomb County. Listen, I think he can walk into any, you know, any sports bar in Pittsburgh and the Philadelphia suburban counties. He's a regular person who comes from a hard scrabble background. Listen, when people find out, I really hope he talks about his situation growing up with his grandmother, right? He told some incredibly interesting stories last night. She's a very colorful character, but
the guns and
she was going to run over. She's like, if that drug dealer was going to sell you drugs, I'm going to run him over with a car. Don't worry, JD, they'll never catch me, right? I mean, she's quite a character. But you know, that's that humor's on the backdrop of a, you know, his mother was an addict, right? She was addicted to drugs and alcohol for a long time. It's fortunately, thank God, she's been clean and sober for 10 years. But you know, what did it mean to J.D. Vance to grow up in a household like that? Look, my father was an alcoholic. Everybody in the family, you have somebody in America, everyone has had somebody who's touched by drug and alcohol addiction. And it's, you know, it's nothing to be ashamed about. It's not you go sulk in some dark corner. Lots of people have those things. And J.D. Vance could talk about that firsthand and say, look, like you, I've been, you know, my family's been ravaged by drugs and alcohol. I know what it's like to grow up with a mother who's been addicted. You know, I know what it's like to be raised by my grandparents. And so I think he comes from such a place of authenticity that, you know, and then he enlisted in the Marine Corps. Like, I got to tell you, I went to West Point, right? I was in the military in the 101st Airborne Division. You know, the Marine Corps Basic School at Parris Island is no joke, right? No, a lot of guys with soft hands going to become Marines, right?
I mean,
you make it through boot camp at Parris Island, you're a badass. And so I hope he talks about that a little bit, right? Hope he comes to Tun Tavern in Philly, right?
Birthplace of the Marines,
November 10th, right, for the Marine Corps birthday there, right? Yeah. There's a lot of things. I mean, he'll be vice president by then, so maybe he'll be vice president-elect, so... Probably screw up the celebration. There'll be too much security. But, you know, there's so many things he can do in terms of outreach. Yeah. His wife's an incredible person. You clerked, you know, of Southeast Asian descent, right?
Listen,
such
diversity. I have three kids, two of whom were adopted. I have two mixed race kids. I'm happy to see that. I think it looks great. I think a guy who's 39 with young kids, David Urban.
Listen, he's a great guy. He's walking around town here with his kids.
Yeah,
right. Pictures of him. I think it's a phenomenal boost. I think it's a phenomenal boost for the ticket. Someone said, "Oh, he was boring. He was boring last night." And my colleague Scott Jennings said, "Well, listen, I'll admit, he's not gonna have a show on in Vegas like with Tigers jumping through hoops. He's not up there to entertain them. He's helped to govern. He's supposed to help govern. So he's a spectacular guy. I'm happy he's on the ticket. I look forward to work with him in Pennsylvania as we retire the Biden Harris whichever Democrat they choose to put forth. We're gonna win, Rich, and we're gonna need your help. And listen, your listeners, bank your votes, vote by mail. We gotta vote. We gotta get them in early. If you're not gonna be around on election day, you can't be here for some reason, or hell, even if you're gonna be around election day, you just want to work. Mail your ballot in early. Let's get them done. We need to bank votes on election day so that come election day, we can go turn out other people who may not
Absolutely.
Have had the opportunity. Right,
100%.
The list gets shorter. We have less to work on, and our GOTV efforts can be reduced. So, if you have an opportunity to vote early or vote by mail, please do it. You know, it's the Democrats kick our ass in that part, right?
Yep.
They've been very good at it their whole lives, and we need to get better. It's legal in Pennsylvania, so we need to do it. We need to do it as effectively as they do.
David Urban, follow him on social media. It's incredibly important. His stuff is great. At David J. Urban. Watch him on CNN. It's the only reason to watch CNN.
Rich Zioli,
thank you, buddy.
Thanks for having me, brother.
I appreciate it, man. We'll be right back.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, joining us now, the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, Joe Pollack, author of Red November and co-author of How Trump Won. I got to tell you, it's got a great write-up by my buddy, the great one, Mark Levin. Congratulations on the book, Joel.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a labor of love and frustration. I started writing it after Trump was convicted in Manhattan, and I took all that negative emotion and said, I have to do something positive with this. And even though it seemed unlikely at the time, I looked ahead and said, what's the world going to be like if and when Donald Trump wins the presidency and comes into office in January 2025? What does he have to do? And that's how the idea for the book started. And I approached my agent, and this was such a long-shot book to get done that I didn't even check my email to see if he had replied, but he did reply.
Yeah.
And he said, look, you got to turn this around fast if you're going to have it done in time. I wrote it in 10 days.
10 days.
10 days.
That's amazing that you did that in 10 days. And what are some of the major principles that you lay out in the agenda in terms of, I know this is a blueprint for what Trump should do as president if he gets back in there. Give us like the top three, for example.
Well, let me just narrow that a little bit, first of all. So, you know, the Heritage Foundation has their Project 2025. That's a blueprint for what Trump should do, but that's looking at...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Go.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, joining me on Pennsylvania's very own, and you can see him on CNN. He was crushing it last night.
There you go.
David Urban, my man.
How are you, Rich? Good to be here.
You have been advising Trump since way back in 2015. You're still advising him?
Yeah, a little bit.
You helped him win Pennsylvania in 2016.
We did a good job. Rich Zioli was there. He was there for the ride from the very beginning. Big supporter. That's why you call the man. He calls you back, Rich.
That's why you called me on Air Force One.
I know.
You and Kelly and Conway. Yeah. So that was great. Still one of the highlights.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Pretty good stuff. Listen, the convention, I don't know what your vibe is here, but it is incredible.
Oh, it's great.
I mean, it is incredible. This is, you know, as you remember, we did this in 2016, and it was a different feeling. Different feeling. The RNC, there were a lot of non-believers.
Yep.
We had a knife fight on the floor. There was a contentious... You know, whether, you know, Ted Cruz and his crew were going to kind of wrestle away the nomination from Donald Trump. There's a whole Never Trump group. And now this is like a family reunion. It's like a happy family reunion. Not even like a family reunion we don't like people. It's a family reunion like everybody shows up you like. And, I mean, it is honestly a big love fest. You know, Trump's the competitors in the primary came and paid homage to the president and... You know, I just think the programming has been spectacular. Spectacular. Last night with the veterans particularly, it was incredible that it was almost like a memorial service for the men and women who died and the Biden administration had kind of ignored. It was just spectacular. It was really spectacular.
And you made a really important point last night on CNN, which has gone viral. That it's outrageous that Biden is still
absolutely.
Not... David, I had two of the Gold Star parents on my show today and still have not received a call from the White House, from the Commander-in-Chief.
Rich, I will tell you this. If you weren't in that arena last night, I sat there on the set. I looked down. I mean, I was crying. I was wiping the tears from my eyes. Anderson Cooper kind of teared up, wiping the tears. Van Jones, wiping. I mean, it was an emotional moment. And as a human, you can't help but feel for those families. The loss that they've suffered, the indignation that they suffered, the not only the emotional loss of their kid, but the loss of like what they fought for was important.
Yeah.
Right? With just kind of the debacle in Afghanistan. The families have been abandoned, and President Trump kind of wrapped them in a big blanket and gave them a hug and allowed them to kind of grieve. And last night was really like a memorial service. It really was. And it was honoring these families and their kids. And it was pretty spectacular, pretty moving.
Our mutual friend, there's Speaker Johnson right there. Passing through the RNC. Mr. Speaker, Philadelphia says hello. How are you? Good to see you.
We're going to win it. That's what I'm here for,
Mr. Speaker. If you want to come on and talk about it, you have an open invite. Dave McCormick, our mutual friend.
Yep.
I thought he gave a great speech the other night.
Speech.
I texted Dina after. I said he knocked it out of the park.
I was with him last night. He's very optimistic. We're optimistic. Look, you know, President Trump is kicking ass in Pennsylvania. The numbers are huge. McCormick is doing very well. And look, Bob Casey, nice enough guy, but he hasn't done anything. Like, if you ask people what Bob Casey's done for the Commonwealth, I don't think they can name a thing. He's been there almost 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, you think you should have at least some accomplishments to be able to point. Look, I worked for Arlen Specter, the hardest working guy in the history of Pennsylvania. We had project after project after project. right? I mean, we got banged for being Porker of the Year, for bringing back the most federal money to the state of Pennsylvania one year. Citizens Against Government Waste banging us because we got $400 million of earmarks for Pennsylvania and Pennsylvania projects and towns and municipalities.
Casey's Groundhog of the Year because you never see him.
You know,
Every six years he pops his head out.
That's right, Rich. And again, nice enough guy. Bob Casey is a decent guy, right? Not a terrible human being. But, you know, it's time for a change.
Yeah.
It's time for a change. If people are happy with the status quo, then go vote for Joe Biden and go vote for Bob Casey, because they're going to just drive our country down the drain, grind it to a halt. And I think people are different. I think people are ready. They want something different. They want to go back to where they have money in their paycheck, a little bit left over, take their family out to dinner, not putting their gas on the charge card every time they do it. Their TV breaks. They want to get a new TV, take their kids on the shore, right? I mean, it's what everybody wants to do, right?
Yeah.
It's the American dream. And right now, I think people are being squeezed to the extent that they don't like it, right? They're working two jobs, three jobs. People are working hard, and the paychecks are going less far. And I think that during the Trump administration, you saw they're cutting regulation. Businesses were more optimistic about their chances in the future. They're investing more back into their facilities. And we're going to reshore more things here, bring things back from China. After the pandemic, we saw that was a big need, and it's also geopolitically important for our country. And so, look, I think that, you know, the people in Pennsylvania elected Donald Trump once. I think they'll do it again. I think they were, a good deal of people were maybe misled by Joe Biden, who said, listen, I'm going to unite the country. I mean, unite America.
Keep you safe from COVID and mean tweets, right? That
exactly.
was his whole platform.
And you know, people were tired. They were exhausted.
But I got to ask you two things. Yeah. I mean, you're one of the smartest political strategists I know. I mean that sincerely.
Well, thank you.
Two things I got to ask you. Number one, is Biden going to even be the candidate?
No, listen, I think right now, the things that are going on right now are, I hear, right, I don't know if this is true or not, I hear that he's going to be replaced, and they're going to have literally a mini convention with the delegates and allow some people to run. And because I think that they fear that maybe Kamala may not be the strongest candidate. And that's part of the reason why he doesn't want to drop out, because he fears that his own vice president isn't up to the job, which is pretty damn scary.
She loses even bigger than Biden does.
Her numbers are terrible.
Terrible.
And Rich, and what I say is this. I think the Democratic Titanic is headed for the Republican iceberg, right? And it doesn't matter who's the captain of that ship.
Good.
They're going down. They're sinking, right? So it doesn't matter if Kamala Harris is at the helm. If Gavin Newsom, Gretchen Whitmer, our friend Josh Shapiro, it doesn't matter. They're going down. They need new ideas. They need to secure the border. They need to combat fentanyl. The Mexican cartels are terrible. We need to spend less, save more, have a strong defense. You know, crime and people are afraid to go out in Philadelphia. I don't have to tell you this. They're closing Wawa's down in Philly.
Yep.
CVS's, you got to get an armed guard to get a can of Right Guard. I mean, damn, you know, it's like... You know, you feel like you're going into like a jewelry store, right? You're like, it's you know, pretty soon Wawa's going to start like having their pretzels on those sensors, you know, like for razors. You know, when you got to get razors,
you have to get the tag cut off before you can eat it.
You're not going to be able to get a soft pretzel without going and getting the tag removed, right? So and people in Philadelphia know this; they're not dumb. And look, the demographics of the Republican Party are expanding, right? You've seen this convention. Amber Rose, Philly's own Amber Rose, right there. You know, I said to her, I said, look, Amber, I don't know who you were until 36 hours ago, but I'm sure as hell happy you're here helping us get elected and bringing more, you know, people of color over. And
my producer signed up for her OnlyFans page the next morning. He was so excited by her speech.
Listen, I had no idea who she was. It was kind of amazing. I'm like, well, that's good. Good for her.
She reaches a lot of people.
Listen, you got to get the voters where they're at, right?
That's like, right.
So... You know, but, you know, the mother, I think she was very powerful because her message was earnest. It was from the heart. Listen, the mother whose son was killed in New York City by a group, she was on the show yesterday.
She is phenomenal.
Right? Phenomenal. That's the face of the new Republican Party.
We had a dumper. She said the S word on the air, but she warned me. Yeah. She said, I'm going to start cursing at some point during this interview, David. And she was right about that.
Listen, she is a passionate woman, right?
It's great.
She's a lifelong Democrat. Right, lifelong Democrat, and she says, my eyes have been open, right? You want to have, listen, just keep doing, the definition of insanity is keep doing the same thing and expect different results. And I think she's emblematic of that. The people are waking up and saying, yeah, this Republican Party may be about something, right? Family value. I don't want my daughter, my young daughter, participating in sports with men, right? I mean, it's just beyond the pale. Like, everybody wants equality, wants to be treated fairly, but... the Democrats have such extreme notions that normal, everyday Americans kind of blush at it. They're, you know, abortion on demand. Like, look, you know, Pennsylvania has a 23-week abortion law, right? 23 weeks. It is very, 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 very flexible, mm-hmm. right? More flexible and more, you know, expansive than probably any other state in the United States. Well, there'll probably be more. I'm sure in New York they have less restrictions, but it is pretty open. And so for the Democrats to come to Pennsylvania and say somehow Donald Trump's going to take away abortion in Pennsylvania, it's a states' rights issue.
Right.
Josh,
right on this issue.
Josh Shapiro's not going to take it away.
No.
The legislature. So, no. So for the Democrats to come and demagogue on those kind of issues, and Pennsylvanians are smart. They're not going to. They want to be secure in their homes and their finances. They want to be able to, you know, feel like their water's safe. Planes aren't going to fall out of the sky. And right now, all those things are happening in the Biden administration, right? They need a change. So if he goes, the next person, I don't think is going to be much better. You're going to have a different, you know, they'll have a different face, but the same failed policies.
All right, now talk to me about J.D. Vance, David Urban, because I said, you are one of the smartest political strategists.
J.D. Vance is an incredible, I've met him a handful of times. I can't say that I'm best friends with the guy. Incredibly personable individual. You know, I'm a guy from Beaver County, right, Rich? From, you know, Aliquippa, Pennsylvania, born and raised. He's somebody like I grew up with, right? I feel like I grew up with the guy, right? I mean,
he helps us in Pennsylvania,
right? He helps us in Pennsylvania. He helps us lots of places. Macomb County. Listen, I think he can walk into any, you know, any sports bar in Pittsburgh and the Philadelphia suburban counties. He's a regular person who comes from a hard scrabble background. Listen, when people find out, I really hope he talks about his situation growing up with his grandmother, right? He told some incredibly interesting stories last night. She's a very colorful character, but
the guns and
she was going to run over. She's like, that drug dealer was going to sell you drugs. I'm going to run him over with a car. Don't worry, JD, they'll never catch me, right? I mean, she's quite a character. But you know, that's that humor's on the backdrop of a, you know, his mother was an addict, right? She mm-hmm. was addicted to drugs and alcohol for a long time. And fortunately, thank God, she's been clean and sober for 10 years. But you know, what did it mean to J.D. Vance to grow up in a household like that? Look, my father was an alcoholic. Everybody in the family, you have somebody in America, everyone has had somebody who's touched by drug and alcohol addiction. And it's, you know, it's nothing to be ashamed about. It's not you go sulk in some dark corner. Lots of people have those things. And J.D. Vance could talk about that firsthand and say, look, like you, I've been, you know, my family's been ravaged by drugs and alcohol. I know what it's like to grow up with a mother who's been addicted. You know, I know what it's like to be raised by my grandparents. And so I think he comes from such a place of authenticity that, you know, and then he enlisted in the Marine Corps. Like, I got to tell you, I went to West Point, right? I was in the military in the 101st Airborne Division. You know, the Marine Corps Basic School at Parris Island is no joke, right? No, a lot of guys with soft hands going to become Marines, right?
I mean, yeah.
you make it through boot camp at Parris Island, you're a badass. And so I hope he talks about that a little bit, right? Hope he comes to Tun Tavern in Philly, right?
Birthplace of the Marines,
November 10th, right, for the Marine Corps birthday there, right? Yeah. There's a lot of things. I mean, he'll be vice president by then, so maybe he'll be vice president-elect, so... probably screw up the celebration. There'll be too much security. But, you know, there's so many things he can do in terms of outreach. Yeah. His wife's an incredible person. You clerked, you know, of Southeast Asian descent, right?
Diversity. I have three kids, two of whom were adopted. I have two mixed race kids. I'm happy to see that. I think it looks great. I think a guy who's 39 with young kids, David Urban.
Listen, he's a great guy. He's walking around town here with his kids.
Yeah.
Right, pictures of him. I think it's a phenomenal boost. I think it's a phenomenal boost for the ticket. Someone said, "Oh, he was boring. He was boring last night." And my colleague Scott Jennings said, "Well, listen, I'll admit, he's not gonna have a show on in Vegas like you know, with tigers jumping through hoops. He's not up there to entertain. Yeah. He's helped to govern. He's supposed to help govern. So he's a spectacular guy. I'm happy he's on the ticket. I look forward to work with him in Pennsylvania as we retire the Biden Harris or whichever Democrat they choose to put forth. We're going to win, Rich, and we're going to need your help. And listen, your listeners, bank your votes. Vote by mail. We got to vote. We got to get them in early. If you're, you know, you're not going to be around on election day, you can't be here for some reason. Or hell, even if you're going to be around election day, you just want to work. Mail your ballot in early. Let's get them done. We need to bank votes on election day so that come election day, we can go turn out other people who may not
Absolutely.
Have had the opportunity, right?
100%.
The list gets shorter. We have less to work on, and our GOTV efforts can be reduced. So if you have an opportunity to vote early or vote by mail, please do it. You know, it's the Democrats kick our ass in that part, right?
Yep.
They've been very good at it their whole lives, and we need to get better. It's legal in Pennsylvania, so we need to do it. We need to do it as effectively as they do.
David Urban. Follow him on social media. It's incredibly important. His stuff is great. At David J. Urban. Watch him on CNN. It's the only reason to watch CNN.
Rich Zioli, thanks for having me, brother.
I appreciate it, man. We'll be right back.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, joining us now, the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, Joe Pollack, author of Red November and co-author of How Trump Won. I got to tell you, it's got a great write-up by my buddy, the great one, Mark Levin. Congratulations on the book, Joel.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a labor of love and frustration. I started writing it after Trump was convicted in Manhattan, and I took all that negative emotion and said, I have to do something positive with this. And even though it seemed unlikely at the time, I looked ahead and said, what's the world going to be like if and when Donald Trump wins the presidency and comes into office in January 2025? What does he have to do? And that's how the idea for the book started. And I approached my agent, and this was such a long-shot book to get done that I didn't even check my email to see if he had replied, but he did reply.
Yeah.
And he said, look, you got to turn this around fast if you're going to have it done in time. I wrote it in 10 days.
10 days. That's amazing that you did that in 10 days. And what are some of the major principles that you lay out in the agenda in terms of, I know this is a blueprint for what Trump should do as president if he gets back in there. Give us like the top three, for example.
Well, let me just narrow that a little bit, first of all. So, you know, the Heritage Foundation has their Project 2025. That's a blueprint for what Trump should do. But that's looking at the whole big picture. If he can get Congress to agree, if he can restaff the agencies. I'm not asking him to do all that. I'm looking at Trump coming in January 20th. The media narrative is going to shift from Trump is a dictator to Trump's a lame duck. They're going to try to count him out as soon as he takes the oath of office. They're going to talk about 2028 and all the contenders. So he has a very limited window of time in which to get anything done. He's got to come in right away with things he can do. He also can't wait for Congress. When I wrote the book, it seemed like Democrats were going to control the House after 2024. Nobody really thinks that anymore after the terrible few weeks that Joe Biden has had. But even with a Republican-controlled House and Senate, we saw in 2017 that Congress cannot be trusted to carry out the Trump agenda. This Congress is different than that Congress, but if you want to make sure something gets done, you have to do it yourself. So even though I'm not a huge fan of executive power, I said, what can Trump do as president? And I go through a list of priorities, and I start with the rule of law, which I think is the number one issue in America today, talking about imprisoning the political opposition, talking about crime, talking about all the ways in which the Democratic Party and the lawfare agents have basically pulled the threads of this society apart. Then I go to the border, and I work on from there, foreign policy, all of which are items within Trump's executive authority. And I list over 200 actions and executive orders and policy changes he can make literally on the first day. He can literally come in with a big stack of orders to sign and sit there and sign 224 times and do all these things. Doesn't have to wait for anybody. The other advantage of that is Trump came in and did a bunch of things on the first day last time. Biden came in and did about a dozen things as well, mostly reversing things Trump had done. But when Trump started his executive orders, all of these left-wing groups, the lawfare people, they sued to block implementation of all of these Trump policies. And they chose friendly forums like Oregon, California, Hawaii. I think that simply having such a huge number of changes at once will overwhelm the quote-unquote resistance and make it a lot harder. It's very tough to file 224 lawsuits at once. Maybe you can do something like that over time, but the idea here is to simply come in with an agenda that can be implemented on day one. So they're not talking about a lame duck Trump presidency. They're talking about what an effective change he has made in the first moments of taking office. And I think that's the only way to do it.
I'll read you what Mark Levin said. He said, the agenda sets out over 200 executive orders, actions, and policies for a Trump administration to take as soon as the former president returns to the White House. Despite the left's lawfare and resistance agenda, Joe Pollack's plan will turn the tables on the Democrats, overwhelm them, and help save America. Mark Levin said that. Joe Pollack, are you worried that any of this won't pass constitutional muster, that we're giving the executive, again, too much authority?
I'm a big believer in the separation of powers and in limited government. And I have argued for many years on the limitations of executive authority, and everything I've designed here is firmly within what the president can do. I'm sure there will be legal challenges to this or that, and I have made some proposals, for example, on inflation, which is very, very tough for a president to control. It's tough for Congress to control. Congress can really only do harm, as it did when it passed Joe Biden's American Recovery Act, or Rescue Plan, or whatever he was calling it. You know, the additional trillions of spending on top of the trillions in unspent spending that hadn't been spent by the time he took office. Joe Biden and Congress together kicked inflation into overdrive. It's very hard to do anything on inflation through the executive or through Congress. You've got the Federal Reserve, which is politically independent. But even there, I go right up to the boundary of what the president can do. And I say, okay, we are going to use the established executive authority of the president to try to rein in federal spending. For example, none of this student loan forgiveness going on anymore. People who have deserved their loans forgiven have had that. Joe Biden's gone way beyond that. Yep. It's time to stop. That's inflationary, by the way. When you tell people they don't have to pay their student loans, they spend money on other things.
Sure.
And so you've got more money out there, you've got more inflation. So you can already start fighting inflation by cutting back on some of the giveaways that Joe Biden did through executive fiat. First, he got shut down by the Supreme Court. He came back and he did it actually in a constitutional way the second time, but Trump can cut that off. So I've always tried to work within the bounds of executive authority, not just because I want these policy changes to stick and not be thrown out by a court, but also because I am a believer in the separation of powers. And that's part of what Trump has to restore. He has to restore that respect for the Constitution. So I wanted to keep all of my suggestions in line with that.
The agenda, what Trump should do in the first 100 days. Joe Pollack, thanks for stopping by, my friend. Appreciate
it. Thanks so much. Great to be with you.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app. The Zeoli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, joining us now, the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, Joe Pollack, author of Red November and co-author of How Trump Won. I got to tell you, it's got a great write-up by my buddy, the great one, Mark Levin. Congratulations on the book, Joel.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a labor of love and frustration. I started writing it after Trump was convicted in Manhattan. And I took all that negative emotion and said, I have to do something positive with this. And even though it seemed unlikely at the time, I looked ahead and said, what's the world going to be like if and when Donald Trump wins the presidency and comes into office in January 2025? What does he have to do? And that's how the idea for the book started. And I approached my agent, and this was such a long shot book to get done that I didn't even check my email to see if he had replied, but he did reply.
Yeah.
And he said, look, you got to turn this around fast if you're going to have it done in time. I wrote it in 10 days.
10 days.
In 10 days.
That's amazing that you did that in 10 days. And what are some of the major principles that you lay out in the agenda in terms of, I know this is a blueprint for what Trump should do as president if he gets back in there. Give us like the top three, for example.
Well, let me just narrow that a little bit, first of all. So, you know, the Heritage Foundation has their Project 2025. That's a blueprint for what Trump should do. But that's looking at the whole big picture. If he can get Congress to agree, if he can restaff the agencies. I'm not asking him to do all that. I'm looking at Trump coming in January 20th. The media narrative is going to shift from Trump is a dictator to Trump's a lame duck. They're going to try to count him out as soon as he takes the oath of office. They're going to talk about 2028 and all the contenders. So he has a very limited window of time in which to get anything done. He's got to come in right away with things he can do. He also can't wait for Congress. When I wrote the book, it seemed like Democrats were going to control the House after 2024. Nobody really thinks that anymore after the terrible few weeks that Joe Biden has had. But even with a Republican-controlled House and Senate, we saw in 2017 that Congress cannot be trusted to carry out the Trump agenda. This Congress is different than that Congress, but if you want to make sure something gets done, you have to do it yourself. So even though I'm not a huge fan of executive power, I said, what can Trump do as president? And I go through a list of priorities, and I start with the rule of law, which I think is the number one issue in America today, talking about imprisoning the political opposition, talking about crime, talking about all the ways in which the Democratic Party and the lawfare agents have basically pulled the threads of this society apart. Then I go to the border, and I work on, from there, foreign policy, all of which are items within Trump's executive authority, and I list over 200 actions and executive orders and policy changes he can make literally on the first day. He can literally come in with a big stack of orders to sign and sit there and sign 224 times and do all these things. Doesn't have to wait for anybody. The other advantage of that is Trump came in and did a bunch of things on the first day last time. Biden came in and did about a dozen things as well, mostly reversing things Trump had done. But when Trump started his executive orders, all of these left-wing groups, the lawfare people, they sued to block implementation of all of these Trump policies. And they chose friendly forums like Oregon, California, Hawaii. I think that simply having such a huge number of changes at once will overwhelm the quote-unquote resistance and make it a lot harder. It's very tough to file 224 lawsuits at once. Maybe you can do something like that over time. But the idea here is to simply come in with an agenda that can be implemented on day one. So they're not talking about a lame duck Trump presidency. They're talking about what an effective change he has made in the first moments of taking office. And I think that's the only way to do it.
I'll read you what Mark Levin said. He said, the agenda sets out over 200 executive orders, actions, and policies for a Trump administration to take as soon as the former president returns to the White House. Despite the left's lawfare and resistance agenda, Joe Pollack's plan will turn the tables on the Democrats, overwhelm them, and help save America. Mark Levin said that. Joe Pollack, are you worried that any of this won't pass constitutional muster, that we're giving the executive, again, too much authority?
I'm a big believer in the separation of powers and in limited government. And I have argued for many years on the limitations of executive authority. And everything I've designed here is firmly within what the president can do. I'm sure there will be legal challenges to this or that. And I have made some proposals, for example, on inflation, which is very, very tough for a president to control. It's tough for Congress to control. Congress can really only do harm, as it did when it passed Joe Biden's American Recovery Act, or Rescue Plan, or whatever he was calling it, you know, the additional trillions of spending on top of the trillions in unspent spending that hadn't been spent by the time he took office. Joe Biden and Congress together kicked inflation into overdrive. It's very hard to do anything on inflation through the executive or through Congress. You've got the Federal Reserve, which is politically independent. But even there, I go right up to the boundary of what the president can do. And I say, okay, we are going to use the established executive authority of the president to try to rein in federal spending. For example, none of this student loan forgiveness going on anymore. People who have deserved their loans forgiven have had that. Joe Biden's gone way beyond that. Yep. It's time to stop. That's inflationary, by the way. When you tell people they don't have to pay their student loans, they spend money on other things.
Sure.
And so you've got more money out there, you've got more inflation. So you can already start fighting inflation by cutting back on some of the giveaways that Joe Biden did through executive fiat. First, he got shut down by the Supreme Court. He came back and he did it actually in a constitutional way the second time, but Trump can cut that off. So I've always tried to work within the bounds of executive authority, not just because I want these policy changes to stick and not be thrown out by a court, but also because I am a believer in the separation of powers. And that's part of what Trump has to restore. He has to restore that respect for the Constitution. So I wanted to keep all of my suggestions in line with that.
The agenda, what Trump should do in the first 100 days. Joe Pollack, thanks for stopping by, my friend. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Good to
see you. Great to be with you.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.